During an interview on CNN that aired Sunday, President Obama acknowledged the United States played a role in the ouster of Ukraine's elected president, Viktor Yanukovych, last February.
Since Mr. Putin made this decision around Crimea and Ukraine, not because of some grand strategy, but essentially because he was caught off balance by the protests in the Maidan and Yanukovych then fleeing after we had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
President Obama's comments made headlines in Russia. This is Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
I have two comments which are important. There has been confirmation that the United States was directly involved from the very beginning in this anti-government coup d'etat, and President Obama literally called it the transition of power. Secondly, I'd like to note that Obama's rhetoric shows Washington's intention to continue doing everything possible to unconditionally support Ukraine's authorities, who have apparently taken a course towards a military solution to the conflict.
That's the Russian foreign minister, and before that, President Obama.
Yeah. President Obama said something that undoubtedly he was later told he shouldn't have said, because he wasn't clear what he was referring to. Many people have argued that the United States organized a coup in February to overthrow the president of Ukraine and bring to power this new pro-American, pro-Western government. I do not know if that's true, but what Obama said leads people to think that's what he was acknowledging. He wasn't. Here's what happened, and he's right about Crimea. He just let the cat out of the bag here. An agreement was brokered in February. Everybody think back. It's only 1 year ago. Foreign ministers of Europe, as violence raged in the streets of Kiev, rushed to Kiev and brokered a deal between the sitting president and the opposition leaders, Yanukovych, that he would form a coalition government and call new elections in December. And everybody thought, wow, violence averted. We're back on a democratic track. And what happened? The next day, mobs took to the streets, stormed the presidential palace. Yanukovych, the president, fled to Russia. But we now know that when that deal was struck by the European ministers, Putin and Obama spoke on the phone. And Putin said to Obama, "Are you behind this?" And Obama says, "I am. Let's get back on peaceful track." And then he asked Putin, "Are you behind it?" And Putin said 100%. And the next day, this happened. So something happened overnight. Obama lost control of the situation. He didn't know what was going on. But when he says that they negotiated a peaceful transition to power, he's not referring to the overthrow of Yanukovych. He's referring to the deal he signed onto to keep the Ukrainian president in office for another 8 or 9 months until national elections. So he's now confirmed the Russia dark suspicions that the CIA or somebody carried out a coup. I'm sure he regrets having said that, but it is completely unclear to me. I voted for him twice, whether President Obama understands what's going on in Ukraine, because he said a number of things that are so divergent from the historical record that either he's getting bad advice or he's not paying attention. I don't know which.